Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Elizabeth Nakula.
Yay! We really made it through the introduction, which I feel like half of the work is done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You really are legit with you do writing and art, and you're really incisive with all your commentary, criticism, and insights. And so I was like, I better really come correct and have important things to talk about. First and foremost, that I did go to the Westfield Mall.
Oh, yeah, the mall.
I'm really shocked that you think our voices sound the same.
I think they sound exactly the same.
Really?
I think people are not going to be able to tell us apart.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll
should
see.
We do? Okay.
Maybe every once in a while we should just remind the listeners which one's
which. Okay. Once again, this is Kate talking now.
And this is Elizabeth.
Really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Point is, people were having a complete meltdown when Nordstrom or whatever closed.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me see this with my own eyes and really know what's happening at this mall. And sure enough, Mrs. Fields also closed. So to me, that is a crisis.
Yeah, but the pretzel one, you know, the sort of sweaty pretzels.
Two different, yeah, they got Wessels and Auntie Anne's.
Referring to Auntie Anne's.
They're still going.
It's still there. So I don't think that we can really count them all out yet.
No. And there's a Shake Shack.
There's a Shake Shack? Oh, downstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been to the Shake Shack. Oh, that's good to know.
I don't know what the quality is of it.
Oh, but compared to other Shake Shacks.
Almost no line. Wow. So that's huge. And the Lego store is still there.
Do you remember that those Rhode Island School of Design, I think it was RISD students who were like living in the mall in Providence for a while?
No.
They were living in the mall's parking lot. Like, you know how the parking lot at a mall, the floors have the angle to drive up, and so they're kind of like weird gaps.
Yes.
So they built an apartment inside one of the gaps.
Oh my.
With power and everything, and I think it was like maybe in the 2002 general zone.
I love that.
Yeah, and they lived there for a long time, like at least a year, and they did eventually get found out, and they got in some trouble, but I don't know, it seemed like an art project to me.
Yeah.
Which isn't illegal, ever.
Exactly. There was this guy who basically wrote a threatening letter asking people to kidnap the guy, one of the Rockefellers who was on the board of New York MoMA at the time, because of all his involvement with the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, the FBI was like, you just are trying to do a crime right now.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, it's our project.
And did he get off?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I think so,
okay,
yeah.
I'm going to remember that.
Always, always lean on that. And this is a time where I'm reminded that actually this podcast is an art project, also a work of satire and a parody.
Absolutely.
And therefore, we take no legal responsibility for anything said now or ever or in the future.
Allegedly.
And if anybody wants to weigh in on that, you can go ahead and give us a call, 419-351-6606, or you can not tweet us because we deleted our fucking Twitter.
Oh, you did.
Email us, congratulationsmytree@gmail.com. Well, okay, here's the deal. You've been really obsessed with Pablo Picasso.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you still on that?
Yeah, I'm still on it.
You're going strong.
I don't really know how to stop. Yeah.
Do you want to stop?
Not sure what more writing I would do about Pablo Picasso. And I would kind of like to envision a future where I do write something. And so I kind of think I might need to move on so that I could write about something else. But it's hard for me to figure out what that is at the moment.
I like what you were saying about his, like, gravitational pull to get other people involved in his weirdness.
Yeah.
Well, do we need to do that?
I think we really do. I mean, absolutely we do. Especially seeing how our art institutions are kind of failing us left and right. Or maybe not serving our purposes very well. I think the thing about Pablo is, you know, he and his friends kind of made everything that they needed. And I find that really inspiring. And I think we can do that. And I think a lot of people do that already. And it's happening. Yeah.
Okay, good.
So maybe, I feel very serious about that, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we need else that we haven't got? We got lots of artist-run galleries.
Yeah.
We have this podcast periodically, sporadically.
Yeah.
What else have we got?
We have.
We lost that hot tub. So we need a review. We need to get back because we don't have SFAQ anymore.
Yeah.
If you want to shit talk anything that I mentioned, you also can do that.
Oh, no, I don't have any. I do have complaints, but nothing that I would.
Do you want to pre-complain to the people that might complain about, or do you want to counter-complain to the pre-complaints of the people that might complain about Picasso?
Oh, well, sure. I mean,
you wrote a whole fucking thing about that show by
the Hannah Gadsby show.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot of real complaints, deserved complaints about Picasso. He doesn't seem like he was a very good person.
No.
Right? And he also doesn't seem... Well, I mean, what I really wonder about Picasso is what it was like to be with him in the same room as him, because it seems that he really was magnetic, but he also was sort of funny looking. I don't know.
Totally.
So how did he do that?
I thought that your comparison to him and Mr. Potato Head, even though you were speaking in metaphor, he also kind of looked like a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, he did kind of look like, his head was like that. Yeah, and he was short and his eyes were weird. Like, just like really weird, like maybe too open. I think one of the things I read about him is that his eyes, like were always, you could always see the full white around the entire,
The sclera.
Is that what it's called?
Just because there's been all these TikToks about it.
The sclera? Like,
if someone's showing the white above their iris,
yeah.
that's a sign of something. It's not true.
A sign of like...
But that is a sign that they're...
Oh, I don't think
I'm going to have to... But he really did show a lot of his eyeball.
Yeah, he showed like his entire eyeball.
He was just showing that.
He was out there showing, and I don't think he really had to like hold them open. You know, I think it was
his resting.
His resting eyeball was very open. Yeah.
What do you feel towards him personally?
Some ambivalence. I don't really like his paintings that much for the most part, which seems rude. Because they're pretty famous, I guess.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, I mean, he did every type of painting.
He really did do every type of painting. I do like some, but God, some of them are so bad. Like the blue ones where there are all these people that are kind of skinny and like sad looking.
Yeah, the sad blue period.
It's, yeah, it's very hard to paint blue, I think, and make it look nice. I do know some people who do. Anyway,
we really got a lot of my paintings around us right now.
Well, I'm looking at this blue
one behind
you.
Don't you dare look.
But I can't really tell.
Don't dare look.
I feel some fascination also about Pablo.
Okay, but if he was alive, and you're very adamant that he is dead.
He is dead. He's been dead for 50 years,
But... would you want him to be alive, and would you chit-chat with him, and would you have a crush on him?
I would not have a crush on him. He is, well, I don't think so, although he did keep getting all these very beautiful women.
But so did, like, Charles Manson.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it just makes me wonder, like how he did that. But no, I mean, I have a crush on other people. So I think I have enough crushes.
Do you want to run down your famous painter crush list?
Oh, they're not paint. I have actor crushes. I have kind of a crush on George Brock.
Because
I like that he was very aimless. He said that he never did anything on purpose.
Okay.
Which I like. I think I might be, I might not have gotten that exactly right. But
I love that.
I relate to that so much.
Yes.
Everything I do is just an accident, one after
Who
the
knows
next.
What's
yeah.
happening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He also rode a bicycle.
Cute.
Yeah, which I do too. So,
okay.
Yeah, he's maybe my painter crush. I also have a crush on the actor. Michael Shannon.
Okay. Wow. Well, we were talking about Artists Run Gallery, so I think I haven't shouted out a lot of things that have opened recently.
Oh, yeah.
Pacific Saw Works.
Yeah.
You went there, didn't you?
I did. I just
went. And so did I.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was great.
We love it.
Yeah.
We give it 10 out of 10.
I would definitely give it 10 out of 10.
Also, Stu's dog was there when I was there, so I got to pet his dog, Zoe.
I didn't get to meet the dog.
Well, you can't give it 10 out of 10 then.
I guess I give a 9 out of 10.
But, I mean, the fact that you were willing to give it a 10 out of 10 without the dog is huge praise.
That is kind of a big deal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's also a new space next to the Mission et al. Called Climate Control. Have you been in there yet?
Yes. Well, no. I guess I haven't been yet.
But you've been by it.
I did. I was just next door.
Catch any vibes or oral, like aural sensations?
It had nice vibes from next door at Et Al, yeah.
Yeah. It's run by this guy, Nico Colon, who I think grew up in the Mission, and he's a cool guy. Might be a little bit of a hippie.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We need that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the last show he had up, they were making sweet potatoes or something.
Oh, wow.
They're doing it all.
That's art, too.
Yeah. He's boiling big pots of rose water.
Oh, wow. For what?
They got rugs, I think for the smell and stuff.
Oh, wow.
He's making tea. They're really living it up
potato
over there.
Potato tea.
You know, I want to say it was not potato tea.
Maybe it's for natural dyeing.
It'd be so starchy. Is that a thing, potato tea?
I don't know. You brought it up. Maybe potato blossom tea. I bet they were doing natural dyeing with sweet potatoes.
Sure.
Maybe.
Do you want to put some money on it?
Yeah, like $10.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Really good.
Okay.
Well, I'll know by Thursday, probably. I'll see him on Thursday. Okay, then we've got motherfucking... Well, that's really all I had.
There's a new one by the...
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there a new one by the Chinatown et al. As well, like upstairs?
Oh, right.
But
oh, my God. I can't believe
called.
I didn't say anything about it.
Do you remember
this
what it's called?
I have to edit like I didn't forget.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we need to start over again?
And did you remember that new spot they got in the ground floor of the building that et al. Chinatown is in?
It's
Have you
the
been there
floor?
Yet? Yeah, it's on the main floor because the
et al.
The dry cleaner, as you know, probably retired.
Okay.
And then et al. Was in the main floor. And now Facundo is in the main floor. That's the guy.
Oh.
It's called some number.
Yeah, a number.
And
okay.
It's some number and then FDT. And point is... I'll put a fucking link in the underworld.
Hmm.
If you got more than three numbers in your name, I can't be responsible for that.
It's hard to remember all those.
But they got a great show, S&M stuff.
Oh, I saw one by Laura Rokas, I think. Maybe that was like a bicycle seat and a bicycler.
Okay.
Sort of intimately.
But it was like crotch.
Crotchal, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I think it was hers. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'd like to go see it. So wait, are you telling me that the, et al. Is now only on the downstairs?
Yes, it's back in the basement.
Okay, because when I went last time, it was upstairs and downstairs.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, they took over for a little bit, but I think Aaron was trying to find somebody to come. Just like how he got the climate control thing in the old et al. Mission space.
It's really good. They do so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening over there.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell you, though, as the director of human activity of et al.,
yeah.
For full disclosure,
mm-hmm.
When I have to friggin' gallery sit mm-hmm. in that basement, and mm-hmm. right now it's a motherfucking 7-channel video installation.
Yeah.
With a very loud soundtrack looping with breaking glass. And I'm just down there in that hole for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like, sound art needs to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too audible. Yeah.
We need oral. Parabolic speakers.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
It's where they have like the super, super directional speaker.
So
you gotta like stand in
you.
A certain
yeah.
spot.
Uh huh.
And then the gallery sitter's not going to have to fucking deal with that.
Yeah.
I have been staunchly against sound art.
Uh-huh.
Forever.
Yeah.
And people need to join me on this.
I'll join you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
really?
I don't know how to make any sounds. So it doesn't affect my career is what I'm saying. If sound art gets banned.
We're going to have angry sound artists. They can go ahead and give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can also text that number. You can send images, if you want to, of you giving me the finger, because you're a friggin' disgruntled sound artist. And you know what I say to you? Go jump in a lake. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should get a special suit to wear when you're gallery sitting sound art.
Yeah, like a suit of armor. with those triangular foam pieces.
Oh yeah, like the ceiling stuff that the stuff that's in you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
What?
recording studios, the, you know, oh, yeah, the egg carton.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That would be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep those fucking vibrations off me.
Yeah, I think that's how it would work.
I love it. Okay, here's the truth. I have no problem as a queer person being like, I'm queer, recognize me as queer.
Yeah.
None of my art has people like each other or whatever.
That's true. Why? I've never seen anybody in your work. Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so like restricted by my mom.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyhow, I think I only take that stance so hardcore because I never am involved. Like when there's gay shows or any gay stuff going on, I'm usually not someone that's like seen it that way.
Yeah.
So like I wish I was.
Oh, you would like to be seen that way.
Yeah.
Oh, and included in those shows.
Or whatever. Just thought of as a gay homo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I also understand that a lot of gay artists are taking big risks in making very explicitly sexual graphic work.
Yeah.
And like, I don't do that. I'm making puppets and...
which could also be seen as kind of gay, I guess.
I feel very gay about
it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not trying to like, I do think there's kind of like, I'm not trying to horn in on anything that I don't have a claim to, but I am very gay.
Yeah, I mean, this came up because I was saying that I don't really, like, think of myself or, like, to... I wouldn't particularly want to be in a, like, women artist show or...
Well, at this point, that feels like...
Oh, that came up with Pablo, too.
Yeah.
At the Pablo show. Oh, so embarrassing. But also... and being kind of a Jewish artist isn't how I think of myself, so... Either,
yeah.
Even though it happens to be true.
And, like, what's that?
What is it?
Well, like, thinking of, like, gay shows.
Yeah.
Like, if they're Jewish shows, they're probably, like, at the CJM.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of a whole problematic situation there.
Is it?
Well, because they worked with the Israeli government. They,
oh,
like, got money from them or something a couple years ago, and there were all these artists protesting it.
Oh, I missed that.
And they were kind of like, hey, cut it out. And then the museum never really responded to any of it. I got invited to be in a show there once.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Maysoon is Palestinian.
Uh-huh.
And she, like my mom, is invading my head all the time. And
yeah,
I'm just constantly concerned
yeah
with disappointing her.
Mm-hmm.
But I told the curator why I didn't want to do it. And she was like, look, there's so many people here that are totally on your side. But it's like the board and the top brass people are never going to get on board with like BDS or anything
yeah
like that. It's never going to happen.
It's really horrible. I mean, it's like that for like lots of Jewish cultural institutions. And yeah, it's kind of like hilarious right now to watch them with what to say or not say. And actually how much they've muted themselves, I think, by on the one hand, like, professing some sort of openness to a liberatory thought in general.
Yeah.
And then, you know, faced with probably losing their funding. So many.
And it's because everyone's so fucking on board with decolonize this and decolonize that.
Yeah, until it gets down to actually doing it.
Did you hear about these ladies back in the day in England? Did I talk to you about this already?
I don't think so.
Okay, there were these fucking ladies in the UK. They were like kind of hippie, like older ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a little group and it was called, I think they decided, I forget what their thought process was on their naming, but they were called Seeds of Hope or something.
Oh.
Seeds of Peace, maybe.
Okay.
And basically they snuck onto, this was, I think, like, Margaret Thatcher, I think, was in office at the time. Don't quote me on that. But they were going to do all these bombings and, like, do all this fucked up war ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In East Timor?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so these old ladies, they were probably, like, my age, but, like, let's say they were grandmas. Okay. They fucking snuck onto a Air Force base and smashed up a fighter jet with hammers.
I think you were telling me about this, yeah. Well, good for them.
And why
did they get in trouble? Did they call it an art exhibit?
No, but they did get off. They barely had to face any penalty.
Because they were old ladies.
Because they were like, we are... I mean, they framed it as like, we're stopping a crime.
That's true, but it's so unusual for... Yeah.
I think they had a lot of cachet as like nice little white grandma types.
Because even like when the nuns and stuff, don't nuns here...
Nuns pop off?
They pop off on like nuclear missile silos and things like that. And I think I'm pretty sure they get in trouble. So do you think we're like old enough to do this kind of thing without getting in trouble?
I think we got to get some like...
Yeah. Older people?
First off, we need to, I think, activate the elderly in a way that we haven't. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to say that, like, we're the fucking gods who could control everything and we know best.
Yeah.
Because there's obviously loads of people in their 70s, 80s, and so forth that are already very, way more active than I am in doing every kind of thing. Okay, but I think we need to get a critical mass of people who are older who are ready to fucking do some shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because oftentimes I'm like, I want to do something.
Yeah.
But I have so much life ahead of me that I don't want to spend in prison.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you're kind of in your twilight years.
Yeah. You won't have so much time. You mean, you know what I'm saying? Have to think people, even when they're, like, really old and they wouldn't have to be in jail for that long. Prison, I guess it's different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. they must not really want to go anyway, though.
No, nobody does. It's awful.
Yeah.
Sometimes at night, I get weird, and I try to convince people to go on trips with me all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to get anybody I could to drive with me out to Norwalk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah. That's that place?
Yeah, it's my hometown.
No shit.
You should. Nobody called me.
Let's fucking go, dude. But you don't have a car.
I don't have a car. It would take like 5 days to
drive
there.
You think we could bike there?
We could bike there. We could bike there.
How long do you think that would take?
I think it would take
like a couple months?
Like 2 months, probably.
Can you shit outside?
I can. I wrote an essay about that. It hasn't been published yet. I can shit outside. Can you?
No.
No, you can.
Well, I mean, physically, I'm capable
of it.
It's
not a big deal.
But emotionally.
No, you can. All you do is you get a trowel and you dig a hole and you shit in it.
Okay, right. But I also can physically get on a plane and fly, but I can't because my emotions won't let me.
I don't like flying either. I would much rather ride a bicycle.
Oh, I would rather like be like fucking kicked to Virginia than fly in a plane.
I noticed today that there's a boycott of air travel in general because of Boeing.
Great, let's do that.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
I'm already
doing it, so
let's go.
Yeah, I do like it when political... efforts already kind of mirror my personal preferences.
Yeah, that's so good.
It is good.
Then you can feel good about what you were going to do anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on with... okay, wait. Did you want to say anything more about shitting outside?
Oh, well, I guess I would just say that it's actually very nice. And it's a chance to look around you.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. And then second off, I want to apologize for trying to mansplain your own hometown to you.
Oh, well, how would you know that?
I don't know. I probably did know
you
it,
You probably
though.
Know different things about it than I do. I haven't lived there for a long time.
Well, anyway. Just that's where they send the ships from that go to the Mediterranean.
Yeah, it's the biggest naval base in the world.
Okay. So have you seen around it?
Have I seen around the naval base?
Yeah, have you like kind of looked around it?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how many entrances would you say there are?
I mean, they all have like little guard stations, you know?
Well, sure enough.
But yeah, I don't know. It's pretty big. Maybe there's just one main one these days. I don't know. I haven't been down that way in a while.
Okay. So you wrote this article.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you had this really good part of it that I just wanted to read out loud to embarrass you.
Okay, good.
Okay, ready?
Oh, God. Okay.
What if art and its environs sounded like a cicada eruption? buzzing with the stored up frustration and excitement of trying to understand and communicate, tending a sense of place and nurturing a vision for the future, and reaching outward until one chorus contacts another and their frequencies adjust and merge. Isn't that cute?
That was kind of cute.
Okay, wait, there's more. Oh, what if everyone... What if everyone could be a part of this? Wouldn't that be useful to drown out some other noise? Mm. Why are you so good at writing?
Oh my God, it's kind of embarrassing. Isn't it like so idealistic?
I don't know. I love shit like that.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you go more dystopian and nihilistic at other parts.
Well, I kind of feel like if I'm going to be like dark, then I have to put in some tonal variation.
That's a very writerly of you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Remember how you were doing all that erotic poetry?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I do remember. I was actually, that's kind of the same project as my great-grandpa project.
Wow.
It's sort of related, yeah.
Are you responding to his writings in erotic
Well,
verts?
He is, I have two thoughts about two things we've been talking about. He is very focused on how everyone smells and looks.
Okay.
So there's a lot of commentary about women, women's bodies, about like what he perceives women to be doing with men and stuff. So, I mean, because he was a teen.
Wow.
I think he would. So.
Is there carnal odors and desires?
Oh my God, yes. Like, it's.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like that. I mean, it's not like. It's very horny, but it's also very unsexy at the same time. I think partly because it's like my great grandpa, but also because he doesn't really know anything.
No.
You know, about. Mm-hmm. About women or
that's so wild.
It's pretty funny. So I think maybe that's part of why, because I think I was feeling like, well, what is erotic? I don't know what erotic is really. It's kind of a confusing topic actually, and like how to, because everyone has different interests. You know.
Yeah. Poetry is weird.
Poetry is so weird. I did accidentally write some poems. I don't think other people can tell that they're erotic. The other thing I wanted to say is that on that trip where I went to see Michael Heitzert's Double Negative.
Oh, yes.
Eventually, so that I could like say how much I hated it in an essay.
This is a land art piece.
Land art and NFTs. Mm-hmm. That's where I had to poop outside.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, that's very conceptually appropriate.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really looking forward to reading about that, even though I might have to do it in pieces.
I have to finish the essay. It was supposed to come out before the pandemic, and it got paused.
Holy cow.
Well, yeah. I mean, just because, you know, the magazine I was in had to take a break, like we all did. And I find it hard to go back. I find it hard to go back to things.
My old drawing teacher, Tammy Beldew, used to say that going back to a old work that you were working on is like going back to an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, wise. Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
I've never gone back to an ex-boyfriend, but it does sound similar. I just, like, you can't, it's just hard to find what was exciting about it.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that way about my Frank, you know, my bird pictures.
Uh-huh. You were
photographing a bird every day for, like, years.
Uh-huh.
Like, I kind of, like, a part of me wants to sort of complete that project in some way, but I don't know how to do that, and I think I just can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
You really did it. I mean, you did it hardcore.
Yeah, maybe that's all. Yeah.
What more can you do?
Well, I think maybe part of me wants it to be sort of like somehow an object. What would, like, an archive, something more physical.
Yeah.
But
I could give you some really stupid ideas.
Like printing all the pictures out on my printer.
Making some kind of motherfucking, like, a robot of him.
Oh, make an animatronic Frank?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be great. Or, Like this bird head is up here.
Oh, yeah.
I could dress up.
Oh, you could have someone embody him.
I could embody him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what?
And then...
You gotta get one of those fucking, you know, those triangle flying shits.
Why? Oh, so I can fly.
Yeah. Like and over then, in Pacifica or whatever.
Oh, yeah. What do you call that?
Paragliding?
Yeah, paragliding. Why don't people dress up as birds and paraglide more often? Seems so obvious.
There's so many things that we are lacking on this earth.
That's true. But another world is possible.
I think that's a good place to really be considering that, and I will be considering it from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.